Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 348, the first three stanzas. With joy and gladness in my soul, I hear the call to prayer. Let us go up to God's own house and bow before him there. And what follows, Psalter 348, the first three stanzas.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Nehemiah 2. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Nehemiah 2. And it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him. And I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. And now I had not been before time said in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid, and said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall the journey be, and when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river, that he may convey me over till I come into Judah. And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace, which appertain to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. Then I came to the governors beyond the river and gave them the king's letters. Now the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. And I arose in the night, I and some few men with me. Neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well, and to the dung port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. Then I went on to the gate of the fountain and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. Then went I up in the night by the brook and viewed the wall and turned back and entered by the gate of the valley and so returned. And the rulers knew not whither I went or what I did. Neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. And then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant the Ammonite and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? Then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we as servants will arise and build. But ye have no portion or right nor memorial in Jerusalem. Mr. and Mrs. John and Katie Groenendijk were blessed with a daughter in this afternoon hour. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it is thy good and thy gracious hand that has gathered us and our children by renewal on this holy day of rest, that we may have a place in thy house, under thy word and eternal testimony. Then also in this day, then thy mercies have been multiplied for us and our children. May we notice it, may we see it, may we receive a heart to be humbled thereunder, and a tongue to praise thee. Wherefore so many people upon the face of the earth, where there was a desire, but on account of persecution and other circumstances, it was not possible. And then the billions that had no desire to remember thy day, to keep it holy. Then thou yet maketh a great difference. And Lord, surely that is for a purpose. That is for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. Then we have heard of a Nehemiah that was sad, that was burdened, has made a request to the king, and then first during the night watches, then he has viewed those broken walls and the burned up gates. Ah, Lord, wilt thou grant by thy spirit something of the spirit of Nehemiah, with an eye upon the king, with a vehement desire that thy kingdom may greatly be increased. We have heard in this morning of a prison that was opened. Lord, wilt thou remember all those that are seeking all their happiness and their expectation and the things here below, not thinking so often of their soul and of that never-ending eternity, bound by sin, by Satan, by the lusts. But, ah, Lord, for thee there is nothing too wonderful. May still be proclaimed that there is room for us and our dear children. But, ah, Lord, thou knowest that by nature none will come. We have fallen so deeply, unable, unwilling, but all may come. Ah, do bless thy holy word to that end in this evening, because thy chosen church, by free and sovereign grace, they shall come. Ah, do bless us then in this evening hour to that end. We are called to meditate upon the second petition, thy kingdom come. It is such a precious petition, such a desirable petition. And Lord, wilt thou also remember those sires in prison whose eyes have been opened, who have been drawn by the cords of love. They are sires which cannot miss thee, and they have learned what it is, oh, in the beginning, unable. And by the further teaching, the deeper uncovering, unwilling to be saved by free and sovereign grace. Ah, the psalmist has declared He has praised thy great and worthy name. The Lord looseneth the prisoners. Grant the further instruction, the further leadings concerning the work of a triune God, where thou wast given thy dear son, and he was bound, entered into prison. Satisfy justice, pay the price, that thy church may be set free. Oh, may the prayers become more fervent, never dying souls bound upon the heart, because, Lord, we need to be born again. It shall be so terrible to fall into the hands of a living God who outside of Christ is a consuming fire. To that end, we humbly ask thee, richly bless the means of grace in the church. Help the consistory to that end. Bless the instruction in the family circles. Help fathers and mothers to that end. And bless thy word in our Christian school as the school year is coming closer to an end. May it please thee to continue to spare, continue to help, and to bless when thy holy word may be opened. Lord, we commend unto thee thy church, our denomination. Then by renewal we commend unto thee him who has been accepted to be enrolled in our theological school. Be near and dear unto him, and go before him. Wilt thou remember, and wilt thou bless? We commend unto thee all the vacant congregations. A call has come, come over and help us. Then it is needful that thou art the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. Wilt thou remember us and our children? We also commend unto thee the other congregation with their consistory. We commend unto thee the persecuted church. Remember the Jewish people, also at war in that country. May they be given to cry unto thee, and that this war may be used, that the veil may be taken away, that they may be given to behold the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that the Messiah has come and sitteth at thy right hand. Remember also the country of Ukraine and also the church in that country, already at war for such a long time. May it also be used for the coming of thy kingdom. We commend unto thee our mission field and all mission work. Do help Bible translators and those that bring thy word to the far corners of the earth. Lord, then thou wast granted in this afternoon hour that thou wast blessed a father and a mother by renewal and their married life with the birth of a little child, a little daughter. Thou wast spared life and thou wast given life. Grant in the hearts and lives of those parents that there may be that bewilderment of the birth of a little one. The psalmist has declared, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully, wonderfully made. But, O Lord, one birth is too short. May it please thee, by thy free and sovereign grace, that thou may grant that second birth even a greater wonder. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Wilt thou strengthen the mother, remember them both with her blessing and with her increased responsibility. We commend unto thee the grandparents and the great-grandparents. Grant them also humble and broken hearts. We commend unto thee all the mothers with the unborn. Wilt thou gladden and bless those family circles in due time with thy deeds. Then by renewal we commend unto thee the sick and afflicted, the father scheduled for surgery. Oh, may it please thee to bless the hand of the physician, and above all, that this special calling were surely thou art speaking in a special way, that the calling may be sanctified. Remember the family circle. Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care? Remember all sick relatives. Remember crosses and burdens. Remember the handicapped ones. Oh, do bless our family circles, that love may abound, and that thy word may have a special place. We remember all the mourning ones and all the elderly ones, especially their never-dying souls, when they are still unconverted. It is late, but not too late for thee. We commend unto thee our poor nation with all the leaders thereof. And now, Lord, by renewal, then we humbly beg of thee that thou may grant thy gracious help. Open thy word and open our hearts. Wilt thou remember everything that we forget? Bless what awaits thy blessing. Then it is so needful that we may pray with the disciples. Teach us to pray. And as thou hast taught thy church to pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Psalter 194, the six stanzas. His wide dominion shall extend from sea to utmost sea, and unto earth's remotest bounds his peaceful rule shall be. And what follows, Psalter 194, the six stanzas. In this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 48, the question and answer 123, which is the second petition, answer, Thy kingdom come, that is, rule us so by thy word and spirit, that we may submit ourselves more and more to thee. Preserve and increase thy church. Destroy the works of the devil and all violence which would exalt itself against thee, and also all wicked counsels devised against thy holy word, till the full perfection of thy kingdom take place, wherein thou shalt be all in all. O Lord, Day 48 speaks of the second petition, Thy kingdom come, with three thoughts. First, a ruled kingdom. Secondly, an increased kingdom. And thirdly, a perfected kingdom. The second petition, Thy kingdom come, a ruled kingdom, an increased kingdom, and a perfected kingdom. Thus first, a ruled kingdom. Beloved congregation, Thy kingdom come. What a desirable petition that the King of the Church, of course that kingdom is present, but now for an increase of that kingdom, should that not be our prayer day by day? And concerning that kingdom, that concerns not only the time, but also a never-ending eternity. The second petition stresses that there are two kingdoms upon this world. The kingdom of the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the kingdom of the devil. And they are so opposite of one another. When we speak of the kingdom of God, then we may speak of the kingdom of his power in the way of providence. Then we speak of the kingdom of grace, the work of a triune God by his Holy Spirit, where the Lord applies the benefits which Christ has merited for his church. And then there is the kingdom of glory. Thy kingdom come. Then for the Confession of Faith class 2 weeks ago, we have spoken of the first petition, Hallowed be thy name. And now in this evening, the second petition, Thy kingdom come. There are many kingdoms upon the earth. Many kingdoms have come Think in the Bible times, Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 2. Then he has dreamed of that image, gold, silver, brass, and clay, referring to the kingdom of Babylon, the Persians and the Medes, the Greeks. But then Nebuchadnezzar was given to see a stone hewn out of a mountain without hands, and that stone has destroyed that image. The Roman Empire and more empires, they have come and they are no more. But the kingdom of Jesus Christ, that is an everlasting kingdom. And now when we consider a kingdom, then we need to speak of different matters. Then we need to speak of the king. Then we need to consider, because a king, he needs subjects. And in Proverbs 14, verse 28, in the multitude of the king's subjects, there lieth the king's honor. And not only a multitude of subjects, but also willing, obedient subjects. In the first petition, then we could speak more of a child. But now in this petition, the church, as soldiers under the banner of a captain, we read, in Psalm 60, verse 4, thou wast given a banner that it may be displayed for those that fear thee. And now when we consider this king, oh, he is such a rich king. Everything belongs to him and the subjects of this king. He cares so well for them, boys and girls. When there is a great need, like with Elijah, then the king says to the ravens, fly to Elijah and feed the prophet every morning, every evening. Oh, this king, he is such a mighty king. No impossible cases, it is true. A sovereign king, he rules according to his will. And when there is a Peter in prison, and he sets his church a praying, then he commands an angel to go to that prison to deliver Peter, that he may appear to his church. Oh, this king is so wise. Does not mean that the subjects can understand the king. The ways can be so mysterious. But oh, this king, then he teaches his subjects. He makes them desirous. He gives them ears, and then he unriddles their riddles, their perplexities, answers upon their questions, it is true, only in part. Our last thought, that is a perfected kingdom. Then there can be so much mysterious that the true child cannot fathom, cannot understand, then it shall be solved. Oh, this king, he is so just, a perfect justice. Sin must be punished, but he is ever so merciful. For those subjects that come with a burden of their sin, that need pardoning, that need favor, then congregation, the King has never turned one away. Never one boy or girl, youth, middle-aged, and even an older one that has lived so long in the world, the King has never sent a beggar away. Oh, this King, by His Spirit, then He quickens sinners and He makes them such. He is a King that is so worthy to be served, to be honored and to be glorified, and He is an eternal King. What a solemn thought, young and old. We shall never be finished with this King. Also the unconverted, how terrible it shall be to go lost, to have to curse, to mock. A worm that never dieth, had I but bowed before this King. What a terrible thing it is to say, King, no desire in thy ways, no desire for thy laws. I go my own way. Thus, boys and girls, thy kingdom come. Then we can picture it in different ways, that this King lives in a city with walls and with gates. And then the subjects we have mentioned, then the King, He does have subjects. May I ask you, have you now become a subject of this glorious King, the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you ever learned to bow your knees? Have you ever learned to weep over your sins? Have you ever been given to see that without the Lord, we are so miserable? And what it shall be to die unconverted. But thy kingdom come. What a wonder it is that there is a door, that there is a gate, that there is still a way for us and our children, and that narrow way, that narrow gate, that is so narrow that nothing of us can go through. Only a poor stripped sinner that has lost everything. But on the other hand, young and old, the gate is so wide that the chiefest of sinners can enter in. Oh, are there sinners in my midst? Thus, boys and girls, then you can picture it. A city with walls, with gates, and with a King upon His throne. And how it is the King's work, by word and spirit, to gather His church. And now this kingdom, then boys and girls, if you would look on around globe, the earth, then that kingdom is not in one country, but that kingdom is all over the world. Although, and that is a solemn thought, there have been places were the candlestick of God's word that shone so brightly, but where the candlestick has been removed, then, boys and girls, we could give another example. That kingdom, Christ has compared himself to a shepherd in John 10. He is called the Good Shepherd. And now that shepherd has a sheepfold. And that good shepherd that has a flock, that is the chosen church. And then you can picture, boys and girls, the flock of that shepherd. Then there are sheep. And then there are little lambs. And they all equally belong to that good shepherd, because he has received them as a gift of his Father upon his meritorial work, and he has purchased them with such a great price, nothing less than his precious blood. Oh, blessed sheep, blessed lambs, they shall taste of the good things of the Lord. With that shepherd, then they are safe. Then it is well for time and for eternity. But oh, to be outside of that sheepfold, where the wolf goes around to devour. I, my unconverted fellow travelers, may you be aroused to a holy jealousy to become a little lamb. Oh, the smallest lamb belongs to the shepherd, and those little lambs, they experience the goodness, the mercy, the favor of the shepherd in special ways. Thy kingdom come. What a blessed, what a desirous petition. Oh, with an eye it follows the first. Hallowed be thy name. Oh, for the church. And what a blessing, what a privilege. When the second petition may have a special place, when it may weigh heavy upon the heart, with a vehement desire that the Lord may do a great work, which is the second petition, thy kingdom come, that is, rule us so by thy word and spirit that we may submit ourselves more and more to thee. It was not necessary in paradise. Oh, in paradise, Adam and Eve, it was their delight, it was their joy to walk with her God, to praise him, perfectly obey him, because in a kingdom, then there are also laws. And the laws of this king, they are not grievous as they read. In 1 John 5, verse 3, but the trouble is our evil heart, and the many enemies of the church. That is, rule us so by thy word and spirit. Thus the instructors, they do not begin to speak of the increase of that kingdom, but they are first personal. rule me, rule us. And then we are called to be ruled by word and by spirit, the instructors, each time by renewal, they direct us to the word of God. And to that end, the calling that we diligently read, search God's holy word, asking for the application of the Spirit, and where the Lord has promised his blessing upon the same. When we consider this petition, then we do well to meditate, to remember, and to acknowledge the Lord, to praise the Lord for all the blessings which he granteth unto us and our children, that we may be under the external administration of the covenant of grace. Do you think about it sometime, young people? What percentage in Alberta of young people in this evening may have a place under the truth? Very small. And what makes us to differ? And it is for a purpose, where the truth may be brought. There shall be a people that lie under the seal of election that must and shall be brought forth, and for sighing prisoners, that the doors of the prison may be opened, and also the further leadings concerning the precious work of a triune God. Rule us. Thus it is personal. 'Tis in the family. God's word does not have authority in the family circles. Then as a general rule, the church does not prosper. What a blessing it is when family circles, when homes may be little sanctuaries where the Lord is worshipped. That our children may be aroused to a holy jealousy, to be a subject of this King. Because the devil loves ignorance. The prophet Hosea in chapter 4 verse 6 has declared, my people go lost because of lack of knowledge. But not only the word and spirit, that we may submit ourselves more and more. And that is for the honor of the King. Could give many examples. What do you think, boys and girls, of someone that is walking a dog on a leash, and that dog continually tugs, does not want to walk along? That is not so honorable for the owner or for the dog. We think of a shepherd, and we watch the shepherd with the sheep and lambs, and he calls the sheep to follow, and they do not even lift up their head. And finally, when they come, there needs to be a sheepdog that continually barks. That is not so honorable. Rule us. Those boys and girls, same thing with the family. in a household that boys and girls do their best to honor, obey, respect their father and mother, children at school, on the bus, that you do your best to make the bus driver happy, also in the classroom, also in the community, rule us, that we may submit ourselves more and more to Thee. It is in the part of gratitude and in the form for holy baptism. There we read, forsaking the world, crucifying our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. Paul has written to the Galatians, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who has loved me and given himself for me. Thus the first part is so personally personal. It begins with us. But now further, an increased kingdom, let us first sing. Psalter 49, the three stanzas. The ends of all the earth shall hear and turn unto the Lord in fear. All kindreds of the earth shall own and worship him as God alone. And what follows? Psalter 49, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
the second petition, Thy kingdom come. A ruled kingdom, and now secondly, an increased kingdom. Has that become our desire? Has that become our burden? Oh, people of God, does it not seem oftentimes, it is true, the church knows of other times, but oftentimes that we can let our fellow travelers go lost so easily, and that we so little resemble that praying and that begging church. Why is the second petition such a desirable petition for the church? In the first place, when the Lord works and He shows us our lost condition, death and eternity, how terrible it is, then we realize not only me, family circle, the whole congregation when still unconverted, then they are in the same danger. And then they do not only pray for themselves, but then they also pray for their fellow man. In the second place, when the Lord works by His Spirit, then they are given to taste of the sweetness of the service of the Lord. And that sweetness cannot be found in the world. And then they also have a desire. Does not mean they shall say immediately they are converted, but they have been turned around. And they are facing Zion words. And then they have tasted those precious things. Then they have a desire that the whole congregation may taste of those good things. Then in the third place, then such a people, because young people, you must not think with that rule of that kingdom that it is forced. But God's people, they become volunteers because they read in Psalm 110 verse 3, a willing people in the day of His power, and concerning those laws, the law is not the trouble, but their heart, that evil heart and all the temptations. And the fourth place, become such an important and desirable petition because they are given to see that there are so many that regard not the law of the king, even those that mock with the king, and that the king is dishonored. In the fifth place, that it is so terrible to be unconverted, a subject under the banner of the devil, and if not changed eternally, lost in hell. And to that end, what a desirable petition it is. The last place, 'tis a petition for the fulfillment of the first. Because when the king, man, he may receive many new soldiers under his banner that are willing to fight the battles of the Lord. That is for the king's honor. The instructors have first spoken of preserve. And the king has preserved this church for 6,000 years. And that shall continue till the king comes upon the clouds of heaven. Because then the instructors have added, destroy the works of the devil. The devil has begun in heaven when they have rebelled, but have been cast out. Then the devil has attacked the jewel of creation as a way of revenge upon God and her first parents, and we with them have fallen. The devil has tried for 4,000 years to destroy the church, that Christ would never be born. And when he was born, then he has tried, attempted to destroy the Christ child. And now Christ sitteth at the right hand of the Father, and now he tries to destroy the church. Shall never succeed. And let us always remember that the devil has many ways to destroy the church. He likes to persecute and kill them, all under the permission of the king. But there are many other ways. False doctrine, where God is not glorified to the highest and man abased to the lowest. World conformity, when the spirit is grieved and eventually quenched. Division in the church, where there is not unity. Also to bring into the worship services where we do not have a warrant in God's word. Also concerning the three marks of the true church. The pure preaching of God's word, ministration of the sacraments, and Christian discipline. Destroy the works of the devil and all violence which would exalt itself against thee. How bold that man has become, and that violence that is increasing, and how quickly the last decades, where the devil with all the powers of hell is trying, attempting to erase off of the earth the two roses left out of paradise. And that is the Lord's Day and the institution of holy matrimony. Let us carefully guard those roses Lord has promised this special blessing upon the same that would exalt and with everything that takes place, the Lord is not an idle beholder. Congregation, how long shall the Lord yet bear with our nation? Does many times fear fill our heart when we see the signs of the time? May the Lord use it that we and our dear children may be given to haste and find that hiding place under the sheltering wings of Emmanuel, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Destroy the works of the devil and all violence which would exalt itself against thee. And let us remember, congregation, that in an army there are the soldiers on the front line, our soldiers that are a little further back. There are soldiers that send supplies, that cook. But they are all under the same banner, fighting against the king, under which banner are we enrolled? That is the all-important question. Can we know? Can we now know under which banner we are enrolled? Can we now know whether we are now a little lamb or a sheep of that good shepherd? Oh, yes. To that end, the king has given us his precious word, where we find that people described, and it is true, that people, they have many questions, many riddles. Think of Rebecca when she was expecting twins. Why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. But those true sheep and those little lambs, there shall be times in God's house when they open his word, that they may be included, it is true, need those further leadings. But then I think we can all understand that it is a terrible thing to be under the banner of the Prince of Darkness. And that shall be a battle that we shall never win, because the King is almighty. But now in this evening hour, the King, he still proffers peace and pardon. The King still holds out that white flag that we may come, bow, and be reconciled. All violence would extol itself against thee, and also all wicked counsels devised against thy holy word. When we think of God's holy word, the 1960s removed from public schools together with prayer, we are reaping the consequences. Virgins that are not pure, taken out of context, interpreted according to the wishes of men. When we think of that violence, what is scriptures have been burned and destroyed, and then what a blessing that we and our children may have. Bible sufficient, boys and girls, never forget to read a portion out of God's holy word, asking to bless it. Those are the means that the Lord uses. A perfected kingdom. That implies that that kingdom has its beginning here below. A prepared people for a prepared place. Subjects that have learned to love the Lord and to need a Savior. Have we become such a one? Do we love the Lord? Do we love His law, His day, His people, His house, His institutions? And it is true. Oh, that people, they have to complain much. They are not what they ought to be. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. But they may believe that they were not what they used to be. And they are not what they hope to be. Oh, hear that people may have a small beginning concerning that kingdom, a petition for the coming of His kingdom, but then what shall it be at the end when the child delivered self, the world, and the devil? And then to receive those long, white, spotless garments, the palm hand, in the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, what the Lord has prepared for them that love the Lord, and then to sing the praises of the Lord forever, congregation. How is it now with this petition, people of God? We have read of a Nehemiah. It is implied that that man had a joyful character. He was never sad in the presence of the king. But then in Nehemiah 1, brother has come and told them the sad conditions of the walls and gates of Jerusalem. And then he has wept so bitterly because it concerned the glory of his God and his people whom he loved. And then he has prayed to the Lord. He was the cupbearer, fulfilling his duty. And then the king saw it, that his cupbearer was sad. The king was given to see that he was not sick. And then he asked Nehemiah, why art thou sad? Then Nehemiah sent a sigh to heaven. Hope that takes place in God's house, that there are those sires, that he would receive the right words to speak. And then he was given to unburden himself, that that sadness was because of the walls of Jerusalem. the gates burnt, and he received permission. He was a faithful cupbearer. And to that end, the king trusted that he would return. And then first when he came, what did he do? Then in the night watches, the night watch, then he is went about Jerusalem. And he has viewed the different gates. Does that ever take place in our life? That in the night watches, burdened souls, families, church and country. And then he has related to the rulers what the Lord has put in our heart. Ah, when we consider this petition, then what must we not confess, Church of God, that many times we are so far from our place, but also that we forget not the many good things that the Lord has left in our midst to be given to praise the Lord for all the blessings and to beg that the means of grace may richly be blessed to the hearts of our boys and girls, our young people, middle-aged and the elderly ones. The psalmist has prayed in Psalm 50, verse 18, do good in thy pleasure unto Zion, build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may thank thee that thou hast given unto us and our children another Lord's Day, another soul's market day, and then thou hast yet given some words to speak. May they be blessed by thee, and may it be more and more our petition, our desire, and our longing that thy kingdom may come, that the number of those that fear thee may greatly be increased, but that there may also be an increase in the graces which thou hast merited for thy church, and that thy name may be praised more and more. Lord, we may commence another week, and then we humbly ask thee, do take us under thy good care and kind protection. Watch over us in the home, at work, at school, on the way, wherever we are called to be. Wilt thou keep us from sin and temptation? Wilt thou remember the consistory when they hope to meet tomorrow evening? And where the sacrament of holy baptism hopes to be administered on the coming Lord's Day, our Lord. Wilt thou grandfathers and mothers a week of preparation, on their knees together, speaking of the sacrament and begging of thee in the midst of the family circles that thy kingdom may come. Thou wast given the examples in the scriptures for our encouragement, that whole family's father, mother, and all the children were converted by thee unto thee. Wilt thou now return us to our home safely and pardon us of all of our sins, also of this day, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 247, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 6. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. And what follows, Psalter 247, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 6. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.